This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, no pressure, Xander, but the entire future of the San Diego Padres rests on you. And that's not my opinion. That's kind of what AJ Preller said yesterday, you know, in a nutshell, reading between AJ's lines, which are very, you know, obtuse and blurry lines when he gives one of those news conferences. He specifically said if Padres gonna be a playoff team, then Xander Bogaerts is gonna have to be an all-star type performer. Now, you can be an all-star without actually making the all-star game. You have a great second half. It's just as good as having a great first half. But it's going to be hard for the Padres to continue to be consistently good if Xander hits, you know, 255 with nine home runs.
Yeah, man.
And that's just a fact going forward. And it's certainly cause for concern because the first two seasons of Xander Bogaerts have not been what you were hoping for when you signed him to a giant deal. It's one of the, I was looking at the highest paid athletes in all of professional sports, like NBA, NFL, baseball. Three of the top 20 are San Diego Padres in terms of like largest contract deals of all time. And that's, you know, you need all three of those guys to perform. Manny was Manny eventually this year after he got healthy. Tatis seems like he's going to be Tatis.
Yeah.
Can Bogaerts be even like somewhat close to the Xander Bogaerts he was in Boston? Because he hasn't been here yet.
No.
Maybe, as AJ said, second half of 2023 started getting going a little bit, played a little bit better. No one really noticed because the Padres were having such a bad season.
You've seen flashes of it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. There's flashes, and you know, look, even
the problem is we saw flashes from like Eric Hosmer
too. Right.
Like it doesn't mean anything until you can put it all together.
Even the flashes aren't the flashiest of flashes, right? You know what I'm saying? It's not like when Tatis gets hot, or when Manny gets hot,
no.
Or when pick your player, right? It's the flashes are not the ones that make you go whoa. Like 19 homers his first year here with. Oh wait, no. Yeah, 19 homers his first year here. Most of them came in April and May, and then you know. Got hurt again. The injuries have killed him.
Well, that's since the thing. If we
the
see,
wrist,
can we
shoulder.
See a healthy Xander with no wrist and no shoulder? If so, can he be a 280, 20 to 25 home runs? You know, Xander doesn't have to be the flashiest player. Really needs to be the consistent guy.
Yeah.
And that's what he hasn't been. You know, the guy who's always delivering, you know, two for four with a double and an RBI. You know, 1 for 4 with a home run. You know, it's Xander is the guy who can go on long hitting streaks when he gets locked in. You know, he's not the most fearsome batter, but he will put good at bats together. Goes the other way. I think he handles a lot of different types of pitchers pretty well. Doesn't have a lot of holes in his swing. He just hasn't shown any flair for the spectacular since he's been in San Diego.
Yeah, like I said, man, even the flashes aren't that flashy. You know, it's not gap to gap power. It's not slug, really. It's so ass out flared one, which is fine. I mean, you need those knocks too, but it's not. It doesn't inspire much confidence. It doesn't blow your hair back, you know, especially for the money. You know, for the money, it's a tough look right now. And yeah, I like Xander a lot. Love how he speaks to the media. Love how he speaks his mind. Love how open he's been to doing things since he got here. But, you know, at some point, you got to figure this thing out. It's year three.
But again, pretty much the same age, maybe just a slightly older than Jurickson Profar. Jurickson can bounce back, then certainly Xander, who has had a much higher caliber of career over the past decade, can come back and have a really good, even an all-star season, couple of seasons for the San Diego Padres.
Correct.
But that's going to be important, no doubt about it. All right, Paul, are you ready for some Rattle Report headlines?
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rattle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Gentlemen, we will start. I got a couple of MLB topics here for you. We'll start World Series ticket sale numbers. Resale ticket prices have gone through the roof. We were talking about it before the show this morning. I know you guys got some thoughts. Right now, it is looking like if you want to just get in the door for a World Series game, starting with Friday night in Los Angeles, Game 1, you're looking at about $1,300 to get in the door. That's
getting in the door, standing room.
Yeah. I don't know if they have standing room at Dodger Stadium, but probably upper deck.
And that sounds right. I think during the NLDS, when I was looking on the ticket apps, you can scroll ahead to the NLCS and the World Series games that have not been played yet and purchase tickets and get a refund if your team doesn't make it.
Yeah.
And I was looking at, they had Gallagher Square tickets for like $1,300, $1,400 back a couple of weeks ago. So I'm not surprised. StubHub said that ticket sales are already surpassing last year's Rangers Diamondbacks World Series, and they are 4 times higher than what they were pacing for the 2022 World Series.
All right, question for you guys. Would you rather pay for 2 nosebleed tickets to get into the World Series at, you know, $2,600, or go to a regular season game in an entire suite catered for about the same price, bring like, you know, 18 of your friends or whatever? Which experience would you rather have?
Regular season?
Yeah, just a regular season suite.
World Series.
You rather go nosebleed, sit in the stands in the World Series?
Sure. Yeah, being in a World Series game is pretty
elite. I think I'd rather watch the World Series game on television and treat myself to the suite at some point. If I'm going to spend that much for a regular season.
Number one, you're not getting a suite for $2,600. I don't know what, unless you're the White Sox or something.
For one game?
No.
No.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me.
That'd be a bargain.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Unless you're in the south side of Chicago, you might be able to get one for $2,600. You ain't getting one here for $2,600.
Man, that's 20 people in a suite usually, the smaller ones.
Yeah. All right. And the food. And
So the food is not included in the ticket prices to get in.
Correct.
Because I was budgeting over $100 per person.
Oh,
but
way more than that.
Okay.
Vivid Seats is the other one of the other ticket sale options for you. They're right around $1,350, $1,400 to get in. And that's for game one in LA. If you go to game three, Yankee Stadium, what is that, Monday night?
Yep.
Next week? They're already over $1,400 just to get in. It is pretty absurd.
I went to game, whatever it was, the last game of the series against the Braves in 1999 with my dad. In Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium. Watch Clemens just pound the Braves. How did he get tickets to that game? He didn't. It's my dad. He didn't pay, for it. Okay? So for business hookup or something? But there were like two dudes that just, they snuck in somehow. They did not have seats. They did not have tickets. And they're like, hey, can we stand here? We're like, do we have a choice? And there was four of us cramped into two seats watching that World Series game. I do not know how my dad got tickets to this game, but it was also, you know, 1999. I don't know that they were as expensive as they are now. They didn't, those resale sites didn't really exist. You could buy scalper stuff off the street.
It's the best argument you're ever going to find to buy season tickets.
Yeah.
Is the opportunity to.
The opportunity to then spend exceedingly
well,
more.
Yeah, yes, but, you know, at least you're paying face value from the team if you're getting into the playoffs, as opposed to the resale market is nuts.
Yeah.
The resale market is really the crazy prices.
Yeah. It's bananas. And you know, what's the experience worth to you? Now, for a game one, but a chance to win and watch a World Series clinching game, I had it. I'll never forget it. It was the greatest thing ever. Watching them set cars on fire and stuff after in the Bronx was, I'll never forget
it. Well, you can do that without having a ticket to the
game. Well, that's true. That's also true. But you also just won a World Series, so yeah, it's cool.
All right, well, that's for everybody that is interested in going to a World Series game. If you're not going, maybe you're not even interested in watching it, don't worry, Apple TV has got you covered, because they have announced that, you know, we were wondering, is this, are the MLB executives happy with a New York, L.A., World Series? I'd say yes, because Apple TV has already announced that they will have cameras everywhere throughout the World Series, okay, and they will be putting out a documentary on the Dodgers-Yankees 2024 World Series Fall Classic.
Well, if it goes the way we want to, I'll watch the hell out of it. If it doesn't, I won't. It's pretty simple.
I mean, there's no doubt the TV executives are happy. But there is the a segment. I don't think it's just Padres fans. And our friend Ryan Phillips from Sports Illustrated / The Big Lead had a tweet that was getting, yeah, kind of roasted and retweeted all over the place, and how he has no interest in this World Series.
I don't understand the Dodgers and the Yankees. I love Ryan Phillips. I don't understand his take.
His take is that he wants a real rooting interest in the game.
Fine. All right. But read the whole tweet, though.
Do you have it in front of you? I don't have it up right now.
Pull it up.
He said,
I love RP.
Rumors and rants.
Find it here. Yeah. He said, I genuinely couldn't care less about a Yankees-Dodgers World Series.
Okay.
It's always better with an underdog. Watching two teams that outspend everyone isn't interesting.
That's my problem.
That's got 940,000 impressions.
It's insane. Watching two teams that outspend everyone isn't what? Interesting?
Yes.
Okay.
Watching two teams that outspend everyone isn't interesting.
So,
and then he did clarify underneath. He said, by the way, for people reading this, I'm speaking for myself here, not trying to convince anyone of anything. It's the kind of matchup I personally don't really care about.
And that's absolutely fine. And if you had just said, for me, if you had just said, I have no interest, I have no rooting interest in this, you know, this is Hitler versus Stalin, you know, like I've seen that meme going around. Spending money on your team is a good thing. And that's what gets lost in translation for me. Spending money on your teams is a good thing. We need to, as baseball fans, as a collective whole, need to stop thinking that spending money is bad. Spending money is good. It's good. You know, Pirates fans, Rockies fans, those guys are... Who wants to laud their owner for saying, man, hey... Come here, Ben. I noticed you bought the Padres last year. I'd like to congratulate you on some really smart business decisions that lined your pockets. No, spending money is good.
But there's no doubt that the more a team spends, the more hated they are.
Of course.
They're the two most hated teams in baseball,
Or probably the Dodgers and the Yankees.
And I don't know if it's because
maybe
of the
Red Sox,
I don't know if it's because of the spending. I think the Padres
have become exponentially more hated the more they've spent the last few years.
And let's not
direct correlation between the more you spend, the more you are hated.
Let's not act like the Padres weren't spending money and are. You'll have spent money, top five payroll, you know? So I think, again, let's get this out of our head that spending money on your team is a bad thing.
I think the word that I would contest in Ryan's tweet is interesting. He says watching two teams that outspend everyone is
interesting.
Interesting. You may think it isn't fun or isn't enjoyable, but it is interesting. This is a very interesting World Series. Maybe one of the most interesting World Series of my lifetime.
Now that will dictate it. You know, the play on the field will dictate it. How do the games go?
Will it be exciting?
If it's going to be like Mets Dodgers, it's not going to be that interesting. If it's like Guardians Yankees, it's going to be interesting.
No, I think it might not be compelling. If the games aren't close, it's not compelling. I think no matter what happens, it's already
it's compelling,
interesting.
Well, you're
it's definitely of interest to anyone who has any. You know, baseball, you know, knowledge has followed the sport. This has got to be an interesting matchup.
So here's the problem.
You may not like the teams, but they are interesting.
Last year, everybody bitched that it was the Diamondbacks and the Rangers. Everyone bitched. And the ratings were bad. This year, it's the Dodgers and Yankees, and everyone's bitching.
It was a forgetful World Series last year.
We just like to bitch.
Yeah.
We just like to bitch. It's fine. Like, it's fine to bitch. But you can't say this is two of their premier teams in baseball going head to head, laden with stars. Like, this is what you dream about, and you don't have to like the Yankees, you don't have to like the Dodgers. And but I think to call it uninteresting is odd, and then to crucify them for their spending is also odd. You know, because a lot of teams spend, a lot of teams don't make it. And spending money on your team to get good players is a good thing.
Save your ire for the sport.
Yeah, and save your ire for the sport.
The teams that don't spend enough. If you would rather have a sport like the NFL or the NBA, where all teams have to spend and spend the same, and then it comes down to, you know, which teams are smarter and which teams do the best drafting and signing the most savvy free agents, and not simply who has the biggest bank account, which is what baseball, not always, but certainly it gives you a big leg up on the rest of the teams.
Who has spent more money on average in the last 20 years? What two teams?
Dodgers and the Yankees.
How many times have they met in the postseason?
Zero.
Correct.
But you can't deny that the teams that spend the most are the ones who most frequent the postseason. No, there's always the exceptions, and sometimes, like the Diamondbacks, they even get to the World Series,
right.
And sometimes they even win it, like the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah,
but consistently, if you want to give yourself the most chances to win a World Series, you have to spend money.
Yeah,
you have to.
Yeah, I like when an owner makes money and says, "I'm going to put this back into the team." I always have. Carlos says, why don't other teams spend like the Yankees, Mets, Dodgers? I don't know.
They don't make nearly as much money as the Yankees, Mets, and Dodgers do.
But some of them are worth as much or if not more.
The Dodgers get a check from Time Warner
deals.
$300+ million every year.
It's crazy.
Year.
That's
the
five
Padres
payrolls for
like
the Tigers.
Zero. So, you know, they can spend $300 million before they've even started where the Padres start.
Sure.
Essentially. It's not a level playing field.
It is not. There's no question. But then by your logic, they should win it every single year.
Can the owner afford it? Yeah, they probably should.
Yeah.
Right. They or the Yankees should.
But the logic is that they should win it every year. Right? But they don't.
That's why baseball is such a great sport.
That's right.
You can't always spend your way to a title because there's so many little things.
And just because it happened
this
year doesn't mean it's bad. Right? That's my take.
Not at all. It should happen every once in a while.
It should.
Absolutely should. That you have the two most pricey teams that were the number one seeds meet in the World Series.
And again, Kevin's yelling at me in the chat. We spend money. We get high-priced players. Now, they're not always the right ones, but we spend money. We wanted to make sure that we put a top 10, top 5, top 8 payroll together the last few years. And look what's happened. We've had a chance to be in the playoffs. I mean, again, The correlation of spending money and having and doing well, it's a real thing.
It's direct.
Spend money.
And look at the final four teams standing.
Spend
three out of four
money.
Of them.
Spend
Yankees,
money.
Mets, Dodgers.
Spend money. Spend money, spend money, spend money, spend money. Spend your money. You want the best? Go get it. That's it.
Thank you, Paulie.
Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
All right, we will come back. You want to still bring up that story you saw from the prep service? I know Woods was excited about it. We don't have time for it yet.
Oh, yes, I want to bring it up. Are you kidding? It's the best story of the day.
Yeah, we should probably bring that up.
It just has a little bit of audio with it, so we'll fire that up for you when we
come
back.
Kids say the darndest things.
Yeah, there you go. There's your tease.
There it is.
They don't even know they're saying it. Kind of like me in that way sometimes.
That's true.
After traffic here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Do have some San Diego sports news, haven't gotten to yet. We have a date.
Is it San Diego sports news or is it San Diego adjacent?
You know, it's directly San Diego sports.
A lot
news.
Of San Diego adjacency going on lately.
You know Tommy Edman, the NLCS MVP, is from San Diego. Once.
I had heard that. La Jolla Country Day.
Yeah. No, this is directly San Diego. We have a date for the first ever San Diego FC game. haven't released the whole MLS schedule for 2025, but we do know that March 1st at Snapdragon Stadium will be the very first MLS game in San Diego history when they host St. Louis City SC. That'll be 1 week after their road opener at the LA Galaxy up at, used to be the Home Depot Center. What do they call it now? Dignity Health Sports Park.
Dignity Health Sports Park.
In Carson, the home of the LA Galaxy, which means our old buddy Joe Tatino will get to call the first San Diego FC game because he's the voice of the LA Galaxy, right? So that is the official date. I'm sure they will come out with the full schedule probably in the next few weeks. But if you're a soccer fan, March 1st.
March 1st.
For the first game for the S San Diego FC in their new history.
It's going to be hard for me, man.
You're trying, though. I mean, you're trying with basketball.
It's going to be hard.
Got into it.
It's right.
Wait until you read all the MLS previews next year of which teams are going to be good, and you really have to dive into it for our in-depth look at the MLS season in 2025. You're going to have to do some more work.
It's during baseball season.
Well, it's in spring training.
Fair.
At least the preview section will be in spring training.
Yeah. All right.
That is weird, though. Before the Padres play their next game, we will have a whole new team in San Diego.
Yeah.
San Diego FC will be officially underway.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Kids say the darndest things. Is that what this falls into, that category, Paulie?
Yeah, I'd say so. I was perusing the old prep service. Longtime listeners will remember the pandemic. We had a whole segment every day. What does the prep service have? It's a paid subscription service that every radio show in America usually uses.
Yeah, love the prep service.
You'll hear the same stories on all your favorite stations throughout the day. And
all making it sound like they unearthed
they found
this,
it. Yes.
Have
yes.
you heard
this
about
unique
this?
Story just
the,
for you?
The power of radio, my friend.
Exactly. And it was my favorite thing ever when we made it very clear. Hey, we did not find this. We did not organically come up with this idea. And then people would like message us later and be like, I just heard the exact same story verbatim on another show. But as I was looking around, I saw a TikTok that was going viral of a mother filming her young boy. He's in pajamas and it's a little show and tell, right? Kids get a new toy or they find something cool, they got to do a little show and tell with their parents,
right,
and show them what they got. And so this kid, he got it's like a toy, a plastic toy ring that goes on your finger, and it's got a small croc on it. And well,
like the shoe,
yeah,
croc.
Like the sandal, the right, the clog, whatever you want to call it, the Crocs. And it's a little ring.
Like a championship ring, but instead of big diamonds and gold, it's got a croc shoe.
A croc on it. And, well, I guess I don't know what else you would call that other than...
It's a croc ring.
A croc ring.
Yeah,
a
croc ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A croc ring.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's for your finger, huh?
Yeah. Yep. That's the only place.
It's got a croc ring.
He's got a croc ring on it. Cute little kid, dude. Real cute little kid. Croc ring.
So when we were little, we didn't have social media videos of us growing up. No, that kid at some point is going to be...
The croc ring kid.
An adult.
Yeah.
Will be the croc ring kid.
It's amazing.
We got to be getting close to, if they don't already have, like, some documentaries. Kids that were famous on YouTube or something when they were young children. I'd love to see what are they up to now? Like the Charlie Bit My Finger kids. What are they doing? Are they living off Charlie Bit My Finger money?
Oh, from, yeah. They
you
are,
know, the 250 million
they
views they got on YouTube or something?
I think they are.
Because all those kids from those early, you know, you remember the mid to late 2000s
Vines,
videos, Vines that
yeah.
went viral. Like those like, kids are all older now.
It is troubling sometimes, though, how one picture on social media can all of a sudden explode virally.
Yes.
And, like, when they're just making fun of a person's appearance. There was one this weekend of a kid
with the hair.
College football game who had, like, 80s TV mom hair is all I can really describe it as.
He was a Texas fan.
Yeah.
And they went, you know, they panned to the
yeah,
sad
in the crowd,
students,
yeah.
which is such a...
Oh, they love to do that.
It's a good bit. But then somebody sees it and it goes
find somebody in the band
viral.
Crying or something because their team lost.
But then they found the kid. Somebody found him on campus and got a picture with him. And he's I don't think he cares very much.
It's his hair.
He didn't do anything wrong. This is how he
it's
looks.
Just his hair.
This is his hair.
You know.
Yeah, it's not like he's eating his boogers like Aaron Rodgers on the sidelines the other night. I mean, they find you for everything, so be careful. There's always a camera watching you.
Just has that cut that I just associate with TV moms from the 1980s.
Very
big, but not long. Helmety.
Yeah.
Hair.
I can see you having some helmet hair in your day.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit of helmet head. Yeah. I have some right now going on. Oh, this is great.
But poor guy, that's... You'll probably in like 5 years, you'll be scrolling the internet and just it'll pop up on a tweet or an Instagram post at some point and go, oh, there I am again with my hair back in college.
Yeah, there I am. Just
everyone's posting it and you never get away from it.
The dude had some serious
It's not quite though. Flock of seagulls.
No, it not even close.
But
he's got some ribs.
He's got the height to it, though.
He does. He's got the thing. Like, he probably... I'll say it. That guy probably gets a lot of girls.
He didn't go home alone that night.
He did not go home alone that night. I promise you, that guy is not lacking in confidence. And he probably loves this attention. He's just chilling with his big-ass head of hair, and he's watching his team lose, and they're throwing beer bottles.
He looks confident. I mean, sad as a fan, his team's not doing well, but he looks like a confident kid.
Tell me you guys saw the Matthew McConaughey statement.
No, there's right. a statement.
I'll find it. I'll read it for you next. It's unbelievable.
Tease it. We'll come back.
Unbelievable.
Got our final segment of Ben and Woods. Annie and Elston coming up at 10 o'clock. Don't go away. We'll be right back on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, final segment of Ben and Woods. Are you getting excited for the NBA tip-off tonight?
You
are
going to
watch.
Yeah, I'm going to watch.
You know what's bittersweet? The very last season opener for the TNT crew.
Yeah.
Inside the NBA.
Oh, that's right.
Last year.
All right, I got it. What time does that start?
Ernie. And so 4:30 is the first game, so they're usually on like an hour before 3:30 or so.
All right.
And then between games and after the games. That's a long night because they have doubleheaders usually on Tuesdays on TNT.
And Thursdays.
And then when the playoffs roll around, they're on pretty much every single night. And they're on for hours, like an hour's. It's a lot of content
they
put
together.
Such
a great show. This is the last run.
Charles and Shaq and Kenny.
Was there ever any resolution on that? I know Turner was like suing. And they were trying to get the rights back.
I think the NBA's lawyers have pretty much won out and made it impossible for Turner to match. So it's moving on.
So the only thing that could happen is like
they could all move on together somehow. Charles has kind of said, all right, maybe retirement was a little strongly worded in terms of what he's going to do. So they may find a way to get the crew back together at some point. But for all we know, this is the beginning of the last season of those guys. So appreciate it, because they really are the best.
They are the best.
Fantastic.
All right, so I saw this. We talked yesterday, and don't do this, about Texas Longhorn fans throwing beer bottles out onto the field.
I wonder where they could have learned that sort of behavior.
We've seen that recently. The only difference is their coach grabbed the mic, asked the fans to stop, and they cleaned it up. But notable Texas Longhorn alum / unofficial assistant coach / unofficial tight end coordinator / unofficial recruiting chief, Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Was very upset. Didn't like the loss, obviously, but really didn't like the behavior from his fellow Longhorn alums.
I would think maybe the Texas athletic department asked him for a favor.
I doubt it.
You
very
don't
much.
Think so?
No, I think he does a lot.
Because the SEC, if it happens again,
his own volition.
If it happens again, the SEC can shut down alcohol sales at Texas games. I mean, how much money do you lose if you can't sell alcohol at your sporting events?
They got 100,000 people at these games.
Yeah. So it's but again, I think he probably said, I'll let me go out and make a statement. Now, I'm from Texas, but I don't do a great Matthew McConaughey. So I figured I'd turn it over to our resident accent specialist, Ben Higgins.
Me?
Yes.
I don't do accents at all.
You have an Irish accent. You have many, many accents you've done on this show for years.
Will you do this with me? Just because it'll make me feel good. It is time to bless the mood.
Blast.
Are you ready to
bless
the mood?
I mean, I've got a decent ear, but
bless the mood. Are you ready to bless the mood?
I'm just trying to help you out.
That's your point of reference here.
Bless.
Read his statement.
Bless. All right. Bless.
Yeah, there you go. Read his statement.
Longhorn Nation, and specifically our DKR student section, MOC McConaughey coming at you here.
Pause. So you want to do Matthew McConaughey, not Ross Perot. All right? So just that one is...
I'm in the Texas ballpark, at least.
You're in the state. You're in the state lines.
It's a big state, though.
But it is a big state, and Austin has a little bit different lilt.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit different lilt than...
It's not easy.
...than old Ross Perot. All right? Here we go.
First off, you were... Electric Saturday night we hosted Georgia. Bravo. Let's continue to bring it. Even though our horns didn't get the W, you created a measurable home field advantage.
It's Ross Perot.
But let's get real about the bottle bombing, the field glitch we had. Not cool. Bogey move. Yeah, that call was BS, but we're better than that.
Oh, my God.
Longhorn Nation knows how to show up. Show out like no other and still keep our class. So... Let's go forward. Let's clean that kind of BS up and leave that behind us for good. We have to shake hands on that. Next up, November 9th, when the Gators come to town. Let's make sure they feel the heat. Can't hear the play calls and burn their timeouts. But remember, nothing hits our field except that Texas fight. Till then, root hard and hook 'em. McConaughey.
Just McConaughey, by the way. If I had said to you, can you read this in Ross Perot voice, it would have been one of... Lorne Michaels might have called you to come do Ross Perot. Holy crap.
Your references are going over anyone like Paul's age or younger's head.
I mean, does anyone remember who Ross Perot was? Ran for president. It needs to be more like, bravo. Let's continue to bring it. Even though our horns didn't get the W,
I'm
you created
a bit there.
Measurable home field advantage. It's not cool. Bogey move. It's like that. It's everything's real creepy. Think about a sexual deviant creep. Not that he is, but think about how. Think if you were a sexual deviant creep from Texas, like me. Go ahead and read it like that would sound.
I can't. I don't. I can only think of him in the Interstellar when he's like crying, Murph, don't let me go, Murph, don't let me go. Don't let me go, Murph!
I like this part. So, going forward, let's clean all that kind of BS up and leave that behind us for good. We got to shake hands on that.
There's a smarminess to it.
100%. Man. Till then, root hard and hook 'em. McConaughey.
Hook 'em.
It's so good! It's
Hearing
so good.
Ben trying to do a Texas accent, it reminded me of one of my favorite Ben drops that we did not get enough play out of it. I don't even think it made it into the Tournament of Drops. It was from March of this year. We were doing our Tier 1 tour, and he was talking about the team that won the World Series last year. Bruce Bochy's, how would you say it?
Oh, the Texas Rangers.
He wasn't trying to do an accent. And we're like, put an accent
that might have been a better McConaughey
the Texas
than I just
Rangers.
Did.
That was
a better McConaughey than I just did.
Listening to people from here try to do Southern accents is really, really good. Paulie, can you do a Southern accent?
No.
No. It's tough. It's
the
tough.
Texas Rangers.
Texas. Texas.
That's a tough accent.
Rangers.
It's called, you got to slow everything down.
Got to get my mom on the phone sometime. Hello. That's how she says hello.
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 Yeah, it's this. It's just this weird.
Why can't we just say all the letters that are in the word?
Hello.
That's usually how I approach language.
Yes.
Like, I see letters in a word, and I just say those letters.
Correct.
Occasionally, yes, there's some silent letters that I know are not supposed to be pronounced.
But accents do exist, you know.
Yeah.
Say taco.
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 That's how people here say it.
No, they don't.
They do.
How do they say it elsewhere?
Taco.
Taco.
Not here. Taco. That's how my wife says it. Do you guys want tacos?
No.
Yes, she does.
From the San Fernando Valley?
Remember the time, so I had an appointment, and I'll never forget it. I was going to an acupuncturist. I don't even remember what it was for, because why not? And I had like an hour to kill. Weird. So I go down to Jack in the Box, and I'm sitting there, and it's right by the beach. It's right in Cardiff. So it's closed now, but I was sitting there. I got some food, and I'm waiting, and these surfer kids walk in. And I'm sitting there. They're like four surfers, blonde hair. They walk in. They're like, hey, man, let me get they got all their food. The kid sits down. I'll never forget it. He goes, bro, they didn't even give me any taco sauce. And I was like spit up my food. I was laughing so hard. And in my mind, I was like, remember it, remember it, remember it. I was driving around going, dude, I didn't even get any taco sauce. And I go, that's the accent that I've been looking for.
I've lived here, I'm coming up on 16 years now.
Taco.
And I've never met one person that talks like Spicoli.
There were four of them in Jack in the Box and did not get their taco sauce. And it just laid me out.
I definitely grew up with a few people who talked like that.
Yeah, my wife can, she'll bust it out every now and then.
It is definitely rarer today.
Taco.
But I did hear it growing up.
T-A-H-C-O, taco.
Taco.
Taco. Yeah, there it is, taco. Yeah, so that's it. All right.
All right. Good work on the
responsible
behavior from Matthew McConaughey.
And good work on your Ross Perot accent that you have perfected. If we ever need him. Is he still alive?
I don't think so. Right. I don't think so. All right, we'll check traffic one more time and then wrap things up here on a Tuesday on Ben and Woods.
It's a taco Tuesday.
I guess what I always don't understand about accents, like Boston. You do a pretty good Boston accent. Like, how do they say the name?
Mocky, Ricky, Mock. Danny, Terry, Mikey, Mock. Davey, Timmy, Tommy, Mock. Joey, Robbie, Johnny, and Brian.
Mock.
Mock, right?
Not mock.
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 Yeah.
How mock. Do you say the word mock? Like, I'm going to mock you.
Mock.
It's the same word.
It's the same word. That's the problem. When you can't change one word into another word, that word already exists.
Mock.
Mock.
Don't mock me, Mock.
Don't mock, Mock.
Don't mock. Hey, quit mocking Mock. That's it.
It's the same word.
Same word.
There's a reason that letter R is in there in the word mark, because it's different than the word mock.
I'm fascinated by accents. I always have been. I am fascinated by them. Philly, scenario. Oh. Call me. Okay. Call me when you get your phone.
Okay, so call me. What do you put into your barbecue? Like, coal.
Coal. Coal.
We can't also.
It's not the phone. It's the phone.
Phone.
Call me when you get your phone.
I may have to do some homework today because my wife will not watch this with me. But I was scrolling Netflix the other night, and they put out their 30-minute mini documentary on the Phillies fan who garnered all the support for Trey Turner last year.
Yeah.
And when you hover over a show on Netflix, it'll start to show you the trailer.
It plays you 30 seconds, whatever.
Bro, 3 seconds in, it's just the camera's about 3 inches away from this man's big head, and he's like, "Yo, call me when you get off the phone." It was just like that guy that we always play that drop. I have to go watch this.
Please, that's the documentary.
I don't remember. What
is it out?
Yeah, it's out on Netflix now. I need to pull some audio from that.
Yeah, I want to hear it. I'm fascinated.
Philly's accent's insane.
Somebody's
yo, call me when you get your phone.
Phone.
It's so good. I'm riveted by it. I'm riveted by accents. You really can't do many.
I cannot.
No.
I know you are fascinated.
I'm fascinated with them.
For sure. We are still, it's Tuesday, right?
Today's, Tuesday.
So the World Series doesn't start still until Friday.
Friday.
So the teams don't even travel. I mean, the Yankees don't even come to Los Angeles probably until tomorrow. And then they'll have a workout day on Thursday, press conferences. So we got a couple more days of just quietness before the start of the World Series. Now, this was supposed to be handled by Major League Baseball. They made a plan, if the conferences, the league championship series wrap up in 5 games, they were going to start today, the World Series. Mm. But because the Mets and the Dodgers went that one extra game to a game 6, they went back to their original plan of starting on Friday.
It's a long time to
wait. So we ended up with actually the maximum amount of time possible between the league championship series and the World Series.
Yeah, it's not what you want.
Had it ended in one fewer game, we'd already be going today.
Yeah.
Had they gone 7, we'd still be maybe even wrapping up one of the series today, and we'd only have a couple of days in between. But because one went 5 and the other went 6, we've actually been given this maximum break between the two series.
It's not ideal. The playoffs had such momentum
a little bit.
And it was like I've been a little bit lost without it, but hey, at least we got the NBA starting tonight. Very excited.
We do.
Monday night football last night.
And I get it, with TV schedules, they can't just at the last minute decide, we're going to start the World Series 2 days earlier than we thought. They have plans in place for what's going to air and when's it going to air. But it is kind of a buzzkill that we have to wait 5 days
between
games.
If you're a fan of one of those teams, or if you're one of those teams, now you get to sweat over Well, you get to look at the positives and say, well, all right, our bullpen that was pretty taxed is now refreshed, right? We can get our plan in place for what we want to do. The rust part offensively is what you'll worry about, but now you have two teams essentially in the same boat. I mean, the Dodgers wrapped their game up, what, one day after the Yankees did? So, yeah, I mean, both teams are going to get almost an equal amount of rest. And
Aaron Boone's already named Garrett Cole as his game one starter. I don't believe Dave Roberts has indicated enjoying his October of gamesmanship and waiting as long as possible. I would suspect it'll be Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
I would guess.
But they have not made that official yet.
Jack Flaherty's feeling better because he was sick last time. It could be Jack Flaherty. You never know.
Why did they switch it around last time?
He pitched really well in that first game.
He did.
Jack pitched really, really well.
But so did Yamamoto.
Yamamoto did too.
Pitched really well in the last game against the Padres and in his game against the Mets as well.
Well, have fun tomorrow. I'll be at Disneyland.
Oh, enjoy. Are you going to call in maybe?
Sure. I'll call in from the road.
On your way in?
Yeah.
Let us know what rides are you looking forward to.
We're going to start with the Star Wars world.
Nice.
And we're going to work our way up.
Rise of the Resistance.
That's right.
All right. Annie and Elston coming up next. Rapali and Woods. I'm Ben. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Sammy Levitt's going to be in with me at 6 a.m. on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.